Welcome back to the Sowing the Seeds podcast with your host, Mia Jules. Am I currently laying down while filming this? 100%, because I am very comfortable, but I'm also in a state of, like, tired and just, I want to be completely honest with you guys. So, okay, this is the last episode of season 2. This is episode 10. We wrapped up season 1 with 10 episodes. We wrapped up this with the 10th episode as well. But this is going to be an honest episode. Every episode is honest, but this is going to be super honest and just very raw. This is called This Isn't the End, It's Just the Pause. So, it is me, and before I say anything else, I just want to take a breath. So, let's just take a few seconds to breathe and get into the mode. Okay, a few seconds. I want us to take a breath because I feel like sometimes, like, we rush through our moments that are meant to be, like, slow, and we run from, like, one thing to the next. Like, we forget that, like, pauses can also be holy. This season, it has been a journey. This entire year has been a journey. Every year is a journey for me, but this is a journey, especially. I have shared so much of my heart on here, and honestly, I've grown in ways that I did not even expect. And sitting down every week, I mean, we've come out with 20 episodes, sitting down every week and just talking about real life issues or topics and just tying it all back to God is amazing. It's like church, but on Tuesdays, and it's a gift for me, and I would hope it's a gift for you as well. But lately, I've been sensing, like, something, not a closing, not a goodbye, just a gentle pull to pause. And I think there comes a moment every season where God is like, come away for a little while. And maybe that's what this is for me, like a sacred pause. Like, I did go away, and that cleared a lot of confusion for me, which was really nice. I did film a podcast while I was there, which is totally fine because I was in that moment, and I wanted to film that, of course. And I, of course, wanted to wrap up season 2 like normal, obviously. And I want to take this pause, not because my life is falling apart, but sometimes we need, like, space to let God rebuild what is already in motion. And I've just been feeling for a while, like a little while, not long, like maybe the past 3 episodes, that this is beginning to feel like sort of a chore. And I don't want it to feel that way because I don't feel that way about, you know, spreading the gospel and doing all these things. I just think I have so much going on that it's just everything is beginning to feel like a chore, sort of. And we can all feel that way about different things. And I don't want it to feel that way. That's why I think a pause is the greatest thing. I also just think that this is a great way to wrap up season 2. That's why I waited. So just a gentle pull to pause. We live in a world, okay, that tells us to keep going, to always have the next thing planned, like have a planner, the next post, the next move. But like, what if the holiest thing you could do right now is just stop? What if the strength you're looking for is hidden in that stillness that you've been avoiding for so long? You're constantly avoiding that stillness. Why are you avoiding it when that's the holiest thing you could do right now is just pause and just take a breather? Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God. Not be busy, not be perfect, not be ready, be still." And I feel like that's really something for me right now. There's something about that verse that just keeps sitting with me, because there's a stillness that isn't passive, like, it's actually just trust. Like, God, I don't need to keep moving to know that you are working, constantly working, and that's where I am right now, okay? I'm trusting, even in the pause, because no matter what, there is purpose. My mom always says, there is power in the pause, And she means that in other ways, but I think it can also align with what we're saying today. Okay, let's think about how Jesus himself stepped away. Like in Luke 5:16, it says, "But Jesus often withdrew to a lonely place and prayed." He didn't just do that once. Like, he did it often. It wasn't an escape. It was an alignment. Like, this is why people go on sabbaticals. And maybe that's what we forget, okay, that pausing isn't giving up. It's getting closer. Because when people see us pausing, when people see us taking breaks, they think we're giving up on that thing. They think that this is with relationships and friendships. They think we're giving up on that thing. This is with this. We're not giving up on it. Like, we're just pausing to get closer to our God, because the world is heavy right now. There's a lot going on. I have school. I have life. There's just a lot of big things. There's a lot of holidays coming up. Just a lot going on. And I don't want this to feel like a chore, because it's not a chore to follow Jesus. Okay? It's just, there's just a lot going on, you know? And no matter what, I'm still with God. I'm just pausing this podcast until I feel like it's time to come back to it. So this pause isn't about losing direction. It's about remembering who is leading me, okay? It's about letting go of that pressure to have the next chapter written, the next podcast written, and trusting that God's already holding the pen. And I think that is huge for me, because sometimes there are weeks where I stress and I'm like, oh my gosh, what can I possibly write my podcast on this week? Because sometimes I got nothing. Sometimes I just don't have anything. I'm not full of all of these brilliant ideas. They have to come to me, and it takes time. And I think that's really big for the pause as well. I can just start writing down some ideas in the pause, in the silence. Maybe you're there too, in that space of, like, not knowing what's next. I feel like I am constantly in the unknown phase. It just comes back all the time, and that's okay. But I feel like I'm there quite a lot. And that's okay. Maybe this is where you learn that becoming isn't loud, because it's slow and it's hidden and it's quiet. Like how roots grow before the flowers even bloom. It's just like that. I used to think that taking a pause was scary. I used to think that change was scary. Like, if I just stopped, I'd fall behind. I'd feel like I was running a race that I'd never win. But I'm learning that when God is pausing me, he's actually preparing me. Because I have a lot of things that I'm going to step into soon, and life is going to get even more busier than it's supposed to. I have a lot of big things in church that I'm stepping into, a lot of positions, and a lot of people counting on me, obviously. So as this season closes, like, this isn't the end, guys. This is just a pause. I want you to know that I will be back, maybe January, maybe even longer than that, maybe even closer than that. This is where I am right now. So if you've been listening since the beginning, thank you. Thank you for sitting in the silence and in the mess with me. Thank you for letting me, like, grow out loud. But I think now I need to grow off of the microphone for now. I just want to step back and breathe. I want to let God show me where he's taking me. You know, I want to get out of the unknown. I don't want to rush it, because my becoming needs time. So I'm giving myself permission to rest, to rediscover, to listen. And maybe you need that too. Maybe this is your reminder that it's okay to pause, because I've been talking about this for the last couple episodes. Like, maybe this is your sign, like, that it's okay to pause. You're not lost, you're becoming. And God is still here, even in the quiet. God is still here, mic on, mic off. Okay? When I come back, I want to come back whole. I don't want to be hurried or drained. I don't want it to feel like a chore. I want to be renewed, because that's what he promises. He promises renewal. Isaiah 40:31 says, "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles." So here I am waiting. Not in a passive way, but in a patient way. Expectantly, quietly, for every listen and every message and every moment. This isn't goodbye, friends. It is just a pause. I will be back sooner than you can think, and I hope you have an amazing, amazing time. while I am gone. I am praying for each and every single one of you. I love you very much. Thank you for everything. This concludes season 2. I will see you for season 3 when I am ready. Okay? Bye-bye.